Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 174, How to Tell If You're Addicted to Clutter. Are you addicted to clutter? A while back, I came upon a blog by an economist named Joshua Ganz, who had been trying to introduce basic math to his three-year-old daughter, starting, as we most always do, with addition. Now, the way to do this is to make liberal use of fingers, he wrote. This is all very well when the numbers you are adding are less than 10, but it is a problem after that. But what if, Ganz thought, we start with subtraction first? The idea there was that you could take any number up to 10 and subtract any smaller number and still not exhaust your finger options. That dramatically opened up the possibilities, he wrote. Almost everyone I know says addition and subtraction. But since reading Ganz's blog, I've often wondered what effect it might have on our collective psyche if we thought about subtraction and addition. Would we always feel so compelled to add things to our lives in a never-ending effort to satisfy a desire for more? Can you have it all? But I digress. Because here's what I know for certain. No one in the history of humanity has ever been able to have it all. And those who try are some of the most miserable human beings in the world. You might not think you're on the path to being Citizen Kane, but if you regularly engage in shopping, just for the sake of shopping, what some deviously clever marketeer has convinced many of us to think of as retail therapy, then you're living an addition-centric life. And while that might feel satisfying in the short term, it's absolutely not helping you develop happiness in the long term, because there is no upward limit to more. Does consumption impact your health? Okay, so consumption isn't always pretty, but is it really impacting your health? Absolutely, and especially if you're taking on debt to do it. It probably wouldn't be surprising to most people to learn that debt, even short-term debt in relatively small amounts, can be psychologically draining. What many people don't realize is that research has shown that there are also significant psychological consequences, including an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. And even if you're not taking on debt when you add to your ever-growing collection of stuff, you are almost certainly adding to your clutter, which has also been demonstrated to have profound health consequences. Researchers in Los Angeles, for instance, have demonstrated that cluttered homes are linked to elevated levels of cortisol, a steroid hormone released in our bodies in response to stress. And too much cortisol over a long period of time can be devastating to our metabolism, brain activity, and immune systems. So here's the tip. Cut the clutter one thing at a time. Maybe we can't completely reverse the polarity of thought processes that have always told us that addition is positive and subtraction is negative. Most of my patients, though, have been quite able to adopt a more balanced perspective, one that lends itself for a one-for-one policy for stuff. The key is to simply ask, anytime you consider the purchase of something that is not a perishable product, what you're willing to donate to someone less fortunate to make room in your house and life for something new. That question alone, I found, often stops people from making purchases that they really don't need, a particularly good step when it comes to reducing debt. If it is something that I really need, then I am also blessing the life of someone else by giving away an item that I am parting with at the same time I'm bringing something new into my life. What it doesn't do, of course, is subtract clutter. Once you've gotten used to a one-for-one trade-off, though, it gets a lot easier to take the next step, which is a one-for-two trade-off, and you'd be amazed how quickly this practice can simplify your life. How to tell if you're addicted to clutter. The following step after that is a true reckoning, one guided by one question. Does this add value to my life? If the answer is no, it goes. To easily tell if you're addicted to clutter, can you part with those things that don't bring value to your life? Just because something is important doesn't mean it needs to be physically present in our life. If it can be scanned and sent to the cloud, it should be. But just because we can save things in digital form doesn't mean we should. If it's something we never use and no longer need, it's time to click and drag and drop it into the digital recycling bin. Of course, you can't live a subtraction-centric life forever, or eventually you'd run out of stuff altogether, including the stuff that you actually need to live. Over time, though, if you get back to a one-for-one personal policy for stuff, a clutter-free life will be your status quo. So my question is, how do you decide what to eliminate from your life? I'd love to hear your thoughts and questions. Go on to my blog. That's drjohnday.com. This is podcast number or blog number 174, How to Tell If You're Addicted to Clutter. Scroll down to the bottom. Leave your comments. Leave your questions. I'll do my best to answer them. And thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.